It's 66 degrees, a little drizzle, a lot of clouds over Middle Tennessee right now after a stormy night. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Well, it was a stormy night across Tennessee and across the state. About 22,000 households and businesses are without power this morning. Reports compiled by the National Weather Service show tree limbs fell on roadways in a number of communities, from Berry Hill and Millersville to portions of Perry and Lawrence counties. Hail measuring an inch or larger was reported in Sumner and Dixon counties. And radar indicated there may have been a tornado near the Robertson-Davidson county line. People on the ground there say storms knocked down trees and caused minor structural damage. We do expect more storms to move through the area tonight. Well, when chaos erupted Saturday evening at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, one University of Tennessee student was sitting just yards away from President Donald Trump. WUOT's Pierce Gentry brings us Gail Fanning's perspective.
Fanning is a senior studying journalism and political science at UT. She says she's long had a dream of reporting from Capitol Hill. The White House Correspondents Association selected her to be one of 30 college students to attend this year's dinner.
I was so excited for it.
Fanning says moments after the first course arrived, there was a loud clatter as thousands of dinner guests across the cavernous ballroom of the Washington Hilton dropped their forks and knives. As people began yelling, she hid under a table. She says she never heard gunshots.
It felt very chaotic. People were trying to figure out what's going on.
It wasn't until hours later she learned that Cole Allen had rushed the ballroom in an alleged attempt to assassinate President Trump. She says she's been horrified by the ways both Trump and his opponents have already capitalized on what was, for her, a tragic event.
It's sad that we're taking a tragedy and trying to turn it into something else. Like, oh, we need justification for this, or this man shouldn't exist anymore.
Still, Fanning says she remains committed to becoming a political journalist in Washington, D.C. From Knoxville, I'm Pierce Gentry, WUOT News.
Two former city employees in Mount Juliet are facing criminal charges. This is related to the alleged cell phone scheme that led to their dismissal back in October. Marshal Travis Taylor was the city's IT director. River Johnson worked with Taylor as a technician. The pair are accused of selling old phones that belonged to the city and pocketing the profits. Both are charged with theft. Taylor is also charged with tampering or fabricating evidence. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.